Childhood Shapes Views on Money. Amanda, a friend of Rachel Cruz, has always had a passion for shopping. To her, it's more than just getting good deals, it's like a competitive sport. Over time, though, her spending started to exceed her income, despite having a well-paying job. By her late 30s, her partner grew increasingly frustrated with her financial habits, putting strain on their marriage. Amanda faced a critical moment where she needed to make a change. After seeing a counselor, Amanda realized her spending habits were shaped by her upbringing with very frugal parents who saved cereal bags just in case. Overspending became Amanda's way to rebel against this extreme thriftiness. This experience isn't uncommon. Everyone's money habits are often molded by their childhood. Understand your financial decisions. Financial choices aren't isolated actions. Factors like your income are obvious influences, but others operate behind the scenes yet still shape your decisions. According to psychologist Henry Cloud, how you're put together affects how you spend your money. To improve your financial habits, it's crucial to grasp why you manage money as you do. This is where the concept of your money classroom comes into play. It's where you first learn about handling personal finances as a part of the adult world. Children absorb financial lessons in two ways: what their parents tell them directly and what they convey emotionally. Different families handle money discussions in various ways. Some avoid talking about money entirely, creating a closed environment. Others are open, discussing financial matters like bills and investments openly. Emotional reactions to these discussions also vary. Some children feel calm, while others experience stress and anxiety. These factors together shape distinct family environments, influencing how individuals perceive and manage money later in life. Reflecting on these childhood experiences can provide insight into one's current relationship with money, helping to steer through financial decisions and challenges effectively. Common signs of classroom anxiety. Cruz once heard a story from a friend about his childhood. When he was young, he used to go grocery shopping with his mother. She always picked up day-old bread, but he never thought much about it. One day, he accompanied his friend's mom to the store, and he noticed something different. Instead of grabbing any loaf, she carefully examined each one before choosing. Confused, he asked what she was doing. She explained that she was selecting the freshest bread available. When he later questioned his mom about why they didn't follow suit, a moment of unease flickered across her expression. She clarified that expired bread costs half as much and gets eaten quickly anyway. She also emphasized that every penny saved goes towards covering bills by month's end. It was the first time he realized that money was a persistent concern for his parents. Childhood influence on financial anxiety. In classrooms where financial matters are rarely talked about, money may not spark loud arguments, but it does evoke strong emotions. Children absorb this tension. If you grow up in such an environment, one big challenge you might face later in life is discussing personal finance. It's understandable. Why would you want to talk about something that caused your loved one so much stress? Take a moment to reflect on how you handle money. Does your partner or best friend know how much you worry about making ends meet? Have you discussed your concerns about saving enough for retirement? If not, it's time to make some changes. Start slowly by confiding in someone you trust about your difficulty discussing finances and your desire to improve. Simply acknowledging this can spark an important conversation. As you become more comfortable, try to explain why money talk makes you uneasy. It might feel awkward at first, but remember, fear loses its power when you bring it into the open. Chaotic classrooms breed indifference. Households vary in how openly they discuss money matters. Some stay quiet, and others argue loudly. While honest discussions about money can be informative, constant conflict can harm how children view finances. When parents openly share their financial troubles, children absorb negative feelings but cannot change the situation. This can lead to a feeling of helplessness in the face of instability and disorder. Imagine a classroom where adults incessantly discuss money, yet fail to manage their finances effectively. This is the reality for many families, including one of Rachel's friends. Growing up, her parents were constantly worried about money and openly shared their financial struggles. When times were tough, they became irritable and argued frequently. If their children asked for something as simple as a specific cereal or new shoes, they were met with anger and told such things were too expensive. Financial instability at home. In good times, Cruz's parents were far from thrifty. Their spending habits swung wildly, causing mood swings and sudden shopping sprees. For Cruz's friend, these shifts were confusing and unpredictable. Looking back, she realizes her parents didn't plan their finances intentionally. Their approach was as unpredictable as the weather, sometimes sunny, sometimes rainy, but always beyond anyone's control. Unlike financial strain, the weather didn't spark arguments between her parents. Graduates from chaotic classrooms often feel indifferent about money. They were taught it causes fights and can disappear unexpectedly. So they tend to avoid the topic altogether, thinking, "Why bother? It always leads to conflict." These reactions are understandable, but you don't have to settle for this. Awareness is key to understanding money. Anxious and unstable classrooms often stem from financial insecurity. However, growing up with sufficient money, or just the belief that there's enough, can also pose challenges. This brings us to the unaware classroom. If you grew up in such an environment, you probably never had to worry about money. It simply wasn't something you thought about, perhaps because your parents never discussed or fretted over it either. While ignorance may seem comfortable, it's not a luxury that translates well into adulthood. Eventually, you'll need to manage your finances on your own. If you haven't been taught how to do so, that can be a daunting task. Kids often grow up in the dark about money for two main reasons. The first reason is straightforward. Some families are well off. If money wasn't a problem for your parents, it likely wasn't something they stressed about to you either, leaving you uneducated about personal finance by the time you became an adult. On the other hand, some parents struggled financially, but shielded their children from their worries. They felt they had to choose between burdening their kids with adult concerns or keeping them in ignorance, and they often chose the latter. In both situations, parents usually mean well, but their approach can backfire. Many people end up feeling betrayed. Some wonder why their parents never taught them about such an important life skill, while others resent being misled into thinking everything was fine when it wasn't. Not learning about money has real-life consequences. When kids grow up without knowing about finances, they can face a shock as adults. They might realize too late that something they never understood is crucial. Simply put, without being taught about things like budgeting, they won't naturally see why it matters or how it connects to their life goals. If any of this sounds familiar, don't worry. Build a $1,000 safety net to ease money worries. Fear signals danger to our bodies. It's a basic human emotion that triggers our brains to release hormones, sharpening our senses to react to threats. This chemical reaction forms the fight or flight response. However, fear has its downsides. It focuses our attention on immediate dangers, making deep thoughts like the meaning of life less of a priority when facing imminent threats, like lion attacks. Fear can be paralyzing. Anxiety, a form of unfocused fear, can hold you back when you feel trapped in a dangerous situation. While wild animals are no longer a threat, our primal instinct to freeze in danger remains. It's no surprise that many people fear the possibility of running out of money. Surveys consistently show that nothing worries people more than not having enough money when they need it most. financial security. What if your boss suddenly lets you go? What if your child gets sick and hospital bills pile up? What if there's another pandemic and the economy shuts down again? What if your car breaks down and you can't afford repairs to get to work? These are the worries keeping many Americans up at night. According to a 2017 Career Builder survey, 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Meanwhile, nearly 40% can't cover a $400 emergency with cash. This means that a significant portion of the population is just one stroke of bad luck away from a financial disaster. If you're losing sleep over these what-ifs, there's a straightforward solution. Establish an emergency fund. Life can be full of surprises, but one thing you can count on is needing money when you least expect it. Starting with $1,000 is smart. It's enough to handle sudden costs like fixing your car or paying for unexpected medical bills, and it's doable with some effort. Target easy wins for quick debt relief. Elizabeth, a school teacher with a modest income, found herself struggling with a $40,000 debt that kept growing due to interest. Despite making regular payments, she couldn't make much headway. Seeking a solution, she turned to Cruz for advice. His suggestion was straightforward. Earn more. Elizabeth took this to heart and started taking up extra jobs alongside teaching. She walked dogs, babysat, worked weekends at a bakery, and house sat during vacations. This additional income wasn't random spending but followed a proven strategy called the snowball method. Thanks to her determination and extra earnings, Elizabeth successfully climbed out of debt. The snowball method is an easy way to get out of debt. Here's how it works. First, list all your debts from smallest to largest, regardless of interest rates. Your goal is straightforward. Pay off your smallest debt quickly while making minimum payments on all others. This method helps you focus on one debt at a time, making it easier to clear your financial obligations step by step. Pay off debt. To start reducing debt, make small changes like cutting down on takeout. If that's not enough, find a side job. The goal is to do whatever it takes. Once you clear your first debt, move on to the next smallest one. Repeat this process until you're debt-free. When you start paying off your third smallest debt, you redirect the money that was going toward the minimum payment on your second smallest debt. This way, you keep making progress without straining your monthly budget. As you continue, it gets easier because you're building momentum, much like a snowball rolling downhill. This approach not only improves your financial health, but also brings you greater peace of mind. Trim spending, shun the debt, buy only essentials. In 2019, the New York Times spoke with newly married couples about their honeymoon experiences. They were curious why so many people ended up disappointed. One couple, who splurged on a trip to the beautiful Caribbean island of Aruba, gave a clear answer. The husband recalled the stunning sunsets they witnessed. However, what stuck with him wasn't their beauty, but how much time his wife spent taking photos of them for social media. Even at expensive restaurants, their dinners were influenced more by what would look good on Instagram than what they truly enjoyed eating. Their extravagant honeymoon nearly ruined their marriage. What caused this disaster? Spending money to impress others is not only expensive, but also likely to make you unhappy. Many Americans appear financially stable, yet looks can be deceiving. Nearly 40% struggle to cover a $400 emergency expense. This fact is hidden by the easy availability of credit. Households with credit card debt owe an average of $14,500. However, borrowed money isn't just used for necessities or unexpected bills. It also funds lifestyles beyond their means. Your neighbor's flashy new SUV might suggest financial security, but the truth is, there's a good chance they're living paycheck to paycheck, weighed down by thousands of dollars in debt. Make smart financial choices. Making financial decisions based on what others have is a bad idea. If you feel the urge to buy a new car just because someone else did, think twice. You might end up comparing yourself to someone who's not financially wise. That's not a path to success. Instead, take a moment to think. Before making a purchase, ask yourself two important questions. First, would you still want that trip or luxury car if no one knew about it or if your friends chose more practical options? Second, will this purchase truly bring you happiness? If either answer is no, you might be spending to impress others. It's wise to delay the purchase and reconsider when you're in a clearer mindset. Find balance. Spend wisely. Mistakes with money are bound to happen, and we all make them. But not all mistakes are equal. Some bad choices can hurt your financial health, like using your credit card for a vacation you can't afford or buying a car that's beyond your budget. On the other hand, some decisions might save you money but strain relationships, such as refusing to split a bill evenly with friends. The key is finding a middle ground between these extremes. People who spend a lot often forgive themselves too easily. When they forget to pay bills and late fees pile up, they just brush it off. Even if these fees keep growing and they can't afford groceries, they casually use their credit card, saying, "Oh well, it happens." Sure, it does sometimes. But making excuses like, "I'm not good at planning," or "I deserve a treat," only leads to more debt and stops you from building wealth. If you keep this up, you'll stay stuck in a life that won't make you happy. To change this, you need to be stricter with yourself about money. Reflection on priorities, the 5-year rule. Consider a friend who, after picking up takeout for his family, noticed the restaurant forgot a couple of small items. Despite everyone being satisfied with the meal, he couldn't let it slide. He spent an hour calling the restaurant, driving back, and explaining the mistake. He got his $8 refund but returned home furious. He had sacrificed family time and missed out on a meal far more valuable than those $8. If you tend to be similarly strict, try applying the 5-year rule next time. Ask yourself, will this still matter in 5 years? If not, take a deep breath and let it go. Revive dreams for easier savings. Saving money often feels like a tough choice. Putting money aside for the future might seem like giving up something now, but that's not quite right. Saving isn't a burden, it's a reason to feel good. If it doesn't feel that way, you might have forgotten how saving connects to dreaming. If you're not saving money, start doing it now. It's not just for emergencies, it's about focusing on your dreams. Some people love saving money just for the sake of it. They find motivation in watching their savings grow. But for most of us, saving needs a bigger purpose. That's where dreams come in. When you want something, you'll do whatever it takes to save for it. For example, if you've planned out your dream retirement, you'll likely find it easy to save 15% of your income every month. The same goes for any other life goals. If you're passionate about helping fight poverty in your community, you'll cut your spending so you can donate more money. Because saving money gives you the freedom to pursue what matters most to you. Set savings goals. To achieve your dreams, start by breaking them into manageable steps. If you're aiming to move to a new city, calculate the costs involved. First, budget for a new job search, including expenses like lunch for networking and professional resume help, totaling around $500. For the new house, plan for a $30,000 down payment and closing costs. Budget an additional $6,000 for hiring movers. Add these amounts to determine your savings goal. Set a realistic time frame to reach this target. Stick to your plan, and you'll make your dreams a reality. Key points. 1. Early experiences shape how we handle money, influencing spending habits and financial worries. 2. Understanding your money classroom helps in grasping personal finance behaviors learned in childhood. 3. Emotional reactions to money discussions at home affect how comfortable we are with financial topics later in life. 4. Financial instability during childhood can lead to lifelong anxieties about money management. 5. Building a financial safety net reduces stress and prepares for unexpected expenses. 6. The snowball method helps in tackling debt by focusing on smaller balances first. 7. Saving money is not just about emergencies, but also about achieving personal dreams and goals.